Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
All right, Benny and Mal here.
Yeah.
We're teasing out a few demanding dilemmas for you. Big word, isn't it? Dilemma. It just means having a difficult choice to make. You choose.
Like whether to watch a bit of telly or have a go on the tablet.
Good example, Mal. And you might not know this, but an ethical dilemma is a difficult choice about the right thing to do. You choose.
Imagine if you were doing a really, really important test at school and you could see the teacher's answer sheet. No one would ever know if you took a peek. So would you? Should you?
Tempting, certainly. And here's where it gets really interesting. Some ethical dilemmas are about difficult choices we have to make about how we use science. You choose.
Dilemmas about science? Not sure I get what you mean there.
Science is all around us. It helps us do a massive amount of stuff, but just because we can do some things, well, that doesn't mean we should.
Like being a disgusting, naughty cheat and looking at the answers, even if no one would see you. Always wrong to cheat, if you ask me.
You choose. I really think we've had enough of that sound effect now, Mal. So, let's check out the GM food debate. We all need to eat. It's something every person, animal, and even us microbes on the planet have in common.
That's a lot of food.
Certainly is. Trouble with crops like grain, fruit, and vegetables is that they can be damaged by all sorts of things, like insects or bad weather. As you might have seen on the news, poor harvests can be devastating for developing countries and also affect the price of food all over the world.
GM crops are genetically modified, changed at the level of their genes to make the resulting crops stronger, tastier, and more nutritious so that more people across the planet can have enough to eat and enjoy better health. But changing the plant inside the very seed, I'm imagining a robot corn on the cob now, Benny.
That's not really the direction we're going in, Mal. Genes are the tiny building blocks inside each cell. Like the instruction book for how the plant will grow.
I'm definitely thinking that I'd rather have a robot corn on the cob because that sounds well weird.
And that's the first part of the dilemma. Sounds well weird. Although, if something makes you feel a bit icky, it's worth trying to work out why.
It just sounds like Frankenstein's monster creating super powerful vegetables that will take over the world.
Well, now you're just getting hysterical. Think about it. Farmers have been making improvements to the food we eat for years, cross-pollinating crops to make bigger, juicier tomatoes, or make them resistant to diseases. And using chemicals on crops is nothing new.
You mean our food is covered in chemicals? Yuck!
You've heard of fertilizer. That's stuff that makes plants grow. And pesticides? That's the stuff that kills insects. They've always been part of farming. And think about it. Everything is chemical, even you, mate.
Personal? Okay, so farmers have always made improvements, but aren't some GM changes going a bit too far, like using cells from a liver to grow better rice?
Okay, that's really quite hard to imagine, and some people would say that's just taking the improvements one step further.
But it's in a very different direction. One step further towards robot corn on the cob!
Rubbish!
Certainly food for thought. And there's a few other dilemmas around GM crops, the effect it has on the environment, and who really benefits from it all. But we'll check those out next time. So, as you can see, it's a right old dilemma.
A demanding dilemma. A positive, brain-busting, bioethical bamboozler. I wonder which side you'll agree with.
You choose.
Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.